Well, good morning, everyone. It's so wonderful to have you all on the line. Today is Thursday, January 5th. My name is Valerie Reed. I'm a regional director from the New Jersey and New York marketplace. If you haven't guessed already, welcoming my fellow brothers and sisters from the tri-state area and quad state. We introduce Philadelphia and Pennsylvania into that little mix here. I hope that your new year is started off with a bang. I know mine has. And, you know, one of the blessings that I love about the new year, this month of January, is that this whole year is laid out in front of us. You know, as we know, it's a time to start afresh, start anew. I'm sure you've been hearing that from the media and our calls so far this year. And, you know, a while back, a regional director in our family, Jen Bates, she shared a tradition that she does with her family every year, and I absolutely loved it, and I picked it up and adopted it myself. And that was to pick a word and have an intention for the year. If you jumped on the call, and I hope you all did on Monday with ACN's president, Mr. Greg Provenzano, he mentioned that ACN's word this year is unstoppable from 2023. Now, I bet you're all wondering what my word is this year. Well, my word for 2023 is authentic. So I really want to be authentic in my communication, in my understanding of myself and others, and really what's happening in my life and my businesses. You know, just getting real, people. Just as Mr. Casey Moore yesterday did that great Mojo call, and he was saying, you know, let's just get realistic and track what you're doing to create that baseline so you can actually create the change that you want. And I love it, though. Perfect segue into my topic. We did not trade notes on what we're talking about as well. But funny enough, the call is not about authenticity, but about the first step I needed to take to get there. And that is about acceptance, and more specifically, really about self-acceptance of really where I am today and in all facets of my life, warts and all. And I hope that this deep dive into acceptance will also benefit each and every one of you on the line. So I wanted just to share a little bit about that. I was starting to look into acceptance, and I do with my word of the year, and I came across this fantastic summary by a woman called Rachel Finzi Woods. She's a psychiatrist and a researcher from, UCLA out in Los Angeles, and she talks in depth about acceptance and actually the 12 benefits of practicing acceptance and incorporating that in your day-to-day life. So we're going to talk about that today. And she gives a great example. She, of course, being in L.A., and you can substitute whatever road that you drive on, but if you can think about being stuck in traffic, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic, you're on the freeway, highway, road, whatever, you've got those glowing taillights stretching out in front of you for miles, and you anticipate, oh, my God, it's going to be another hour to your destination, and you're already late. I bet you've been there. I certainly have. Well, you know, you might have been up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Your work day's hectic. Now it's 7 o'clock. You haven't eaten by noon. You feel frustrated and impatient. You get the feeling, right? So what do you do? Well, you can honk your horn. You can even utter a few bad words. You could cast angry glances at your other drivers and maybe even do a gesture or two. You could mentally beat yourself up that you didn't take that job closer to home, or you're not further along in racing business, so why are you in this traffic jam anyway? Or you could just stop, breathe, and accept your situation. And, it turns out with all the research and all the work that's been done that, you know, the final option of just accepting your situations really can be your most powerful and effective choice. And why? Well, there's so many reasons why. And more than I ever had thought of when I opened up Pandora's box on acceptance. And the first one really is just getting a grip, getting some humility in the situation, that we are but a tiny speck in the whole world that's revolving around us every single day, whether we wake up or not. And acceptance just requires us to develop that humility. You know, whether it's the state of the world, the business partners or colleagues, circumstances, neighbors, family members, anything could upset us, right? But with acceptance, we have to acknowledge that we are not in charge of the show and that we're not the director of the world. And with that comes just a tremendous amount of freedom and peace. And more about that later. The second benefit is really just the real deal. We talked about this in the beginning of the call, you know, it just helps us to become aware of our experience, what it really, really is, rather than what we think we're doing or whether what we would like it to be. I don't know if you remember Darren Hardy, Success Mentor. He was measuring his time that he was doing real estate, and he put a stopwatch around his neck, and he realized that, oh my goodness, I'm only actually doing this 19 minutes a day if I take out all the other stuff, the real, real stuff. So if we can get real and accepting what we're actually doing and or what other folks are doing as well, you know, we don't necessarily need to agree with or condone the behavior of others or the situation, but at least we are coming to the realization that it's life on life's terms or it is what it is. That's the first step to making a change. And speaking of changing, you know, problem solving is another benefit of acceptance. It really makes us better problem solvers because we're going to be living in reality. We're acknowledging reality rather than staying in judgment, denial, or resistance. All of the things are not good for us. We're in a better position to consider our options and really choose an appropriate action plan. You know, after all, rejecting reality does not change reality. And you get this amazing energy, this positive energy. Believe it or not, acceptance supports our emotional and physical health. You know, judgment, resistance, denial can really throw us out of whack and big time, producing stress that we can end up saying and thinking words like, this is something I can't stand or this is a person I can't stand. But with acceptance, we have, you know, positive energy at our disposal because we don't longer have to exert the effort trying to avoid, deny, or push away our feelings or even skirt a very scary or intimidating situation. We can certainly make a positive change and move to make those changes in a healthier way. You know, and sometimes acceptance is really just the best option. You know, we have four options when we have a challenging situation. We can either leave something, change it, accept it, or just stay plain miserable. Well, sometimes we're not in a position to alter something or even walk away, so acceptance becomes our only viable choice if we really want to live with some degree of contentment. And as I was diving into acceptance, one of the things I really wanted to understand the benefit of was just the whole know thyself benefit. And if we accept our feelings, it really does help us know ourselves better. You know, our feelings, and they give us and other people just valuable information about what's important to us, what do we value. And without accepting our own feelings, we cut ourselves off from our own acceptance. Isn't that funny? And it really changes and reduces the feelings that will come up. They're not going to go away. You know, if we accept the feelings, they won't, I think of a volcano erupt at a time. It's been said that you can't, when you bury your feelings, you bury them alive. I just love that because it's something that we have to deal with. So acknowledging our emotions without being overwhelmed by them or denying them, this is a really important aspect of self-compassion. And without that, it's really almost impossible to live with ourselves over the long term. And speaking of ourselves and self-compassion, how about acceptance in relationships? And it really does create healthier relationships. This is a really, really big one. And I'm sure we could do a big, deep dive into this. But acceptance allows us to assess our own needs, right? And accepting that someone else might feel or do things differently from us. It certainly came up with my beautiful college-age twin girls who are home for the holidays, really having to look at them as beautiful individuals who are growing and changing. And then also to be able to pull up that ability to detach without emotion so we can begin to understand why they may think and feel that way. You know, this approach paves the way for mutual respect and cooperation. Can we just zip it? And so it's not my way or the highway. Can we push pause on that first thought wrong that comes up, and think through our response before you say it? And, you know, it really comes with a big, beautiful heart because acceptance also provides forgiveness. And I love Lily Tomlin. Probably some of you online might not even have heard of Lily Tomlin, but she says that forgiveness is giving up hope giving up all hope for a better past, which, you know, the past is what it is, right? Whether it's something that's happened long ago or maybe a current, you know, problem you're having or concern about the future, you know, with acceptance, we're really better equipped to let go of bitterness and, you know, all of the attendant suffering that that entails. So going on to getting rid of bitterness and suffering, we can really trade this analysis paralysis for some inner peace. Now, doesn't that sound beautiful here on a Thursday morning? So often we go round and round in circles, and I am going to raise my hand on this one. This is something I'm really, really doing a deep dive on myself, trying to figure out why something is the way it is. And this can go on for years. And the first step really to moving forward is just the acceptance of reality. And when we let it go and let it be, remember, we're just revolving on this huge planet with billions and billions of people and all sorts of things going on. We're relaxing into the reality of the situation. We're more able to appreciate all of the aspects of the situation without judgment. And then, you know, with acceptance, we can be grateful for that lesson. Sometimes it's a painful one. You know, instead of assuming the role of a victim, why did this happen to me? We can choose to say sometimes, maybe with gritted teeth, thank you for this experience, and I'll learn from it what I can, and I'm going to be part of the solution. And that just gives us more mental strength. It really helps us psychologically strengthen our psychological strength. If we avoid feelings or situations, our courage muscle really atrophies, and we can become weaker over time. So when we accept something, we actually stand our ground. We learn what we can take from the situation, and then we can build our courage for the next challenge that comes along. So we're really just taking control of ourselves as we wrap up here this morning. Acceptance means that we're choosing our attitude and our actions. Once we accept that situation, we're complete with the uncomfortable feelings it entails, we can shift our attention to what we need to do to live in accordance with our chosen values. And I know we all have a beautiful set of values that are personal to each and every one of us. And we can just let go of lamenting the problem and instead say to ourselves, okay, this is how it is. I see the situation clearly. And I may not like it, but what am I going to do about it? This is a beautiful, beautiful prayer that I'm going to end with. It comes from the recovery programs that have supported so many people. And it is acceptance. And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I'm disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation it being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. So, my friends, what's in store for each of us here in 2023? I'm super excited to find out. And my wish is that our time together this morning on this beautiful topic of acceptance is one of the first steps in understanding what your baseline is and creating an incredible, wonderful, magical year for each and every one of you on the line today. I'm super excited you joined us. And so don't forget, tonight we have our Thursday evening webinar at 9 p.m., and I wish each and every one of you on the line just a fabulous start to 2023. Happy Thursday, everybody. Have a great day.